brought to you by Penguin.
The Violet Hour. Written by Richard Montanari. Read by William Hope. The moral right of the author has been asserted. This performance is owned by Isis Publishing Limited. At the violet hour, when the eyes and back turn upward from the desk, when the human engine waits like a taxi throbbing, waiting. The Wasteland, T.S. Eliot. 1. Jaguar and Marmoset. 1. The air in the closet was damp and oppressive, fat with female smells. Smells that seemed to invade his skin silently, deftly mingling with his own sharp odors, his own cloying musk of fear and excitement. Some of the dresses stank of cigarettes, nighttime clothes, he thought, party girl clothes. Others offered a thick mélange of deodorant, dentine, drugstore perfume. Good girl clothes, these. School, work, church. But there was another fragrance beneath this wash of career girl respectability, one that whispered of fornication, of animal secretions in the dead of night. The casually deployed blood-red teddy he imagined hanging by an eight-penny nail in the blackness. The maddening sachet of female sex on expensive silk. He singled out the aroma and breathed deeply. It stirred him. But even though it urged him in a way he knew was not unnatural, the feeling still unnerved him a little, still prodded a primal churning at the base of his belly that no amount of rational thought nor moral reckoning seemed to be able to soothe. He knew that he had to stay focused, though, and that the path that had brought him to this place, this moment, this act, the long road that had led him to this woman's closet, a gram of pure heroin in one hand, a scalpel in the other, had to be followed, had to continue forward, onward. A sleek ball of mercury inexorably seeking its final level. For 20 years he had thought about these nights to come, enacting them over and over in his mind, his how-do-you-dos and let-me-help-you-with-thats meticulously rehearsed. His workaday world a dull, perfunctory prelude to his nights. Nights that had found him on their fire escapes and tree limbs and driveways and patios, observing them all from afar, waiting. He watched the suburbanites barbecue their steaks, mow their lawns, clean their gutters, completely unaware. And the urban dwellers, usually all too aware, had nonetheless done the most amazing things with the shades up. He had seen them eat and read and fuck and bathe and masturbate and cry, and he had even seen one of them kick a dog beneath its chin so hard that its yellowed teeth flew forth into the afternoon sunlight, like wood chips from the blade of a circular saw. It was the cruelest thing he had ever seen in his life, the kicking of an old dog. Far more cruel, he believed, than anything he was about to undertake. In 20 years he had witnessed 1,000 misdemeanors, heard 1,000,000 lies. He knew where all their skeletons dangled, and thus he knew which effluence, in the end, would compel them. 5 friends, 20 years. How quickly the time had passed, he thought. How agonizingly slow the erosion of his grief. He regarded their adult lives not with envy nor hatred, but rather with an overwhelming sense of sadness. Pity, at times. One of them had a pretty wife, a cute-as-a-button daughter. One, a retarded sister to whom none of this would mean a thing. So much to lose. They did not know it, but he had already integrated himself into their lives, had already staked.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?